On the telephone with us now here on Robin Hood Radio is Seth Keyes, and we're going to be talking about St. James Place. Seth is the general manager of St. James Place, which is one of those treasures in Great Barrington that is so close by and has so much to offer us since they were formed and became the not-for-profit space that they have they've turned into. Of course, all our lives were turned upside down back in January and February, and of course the shutdown and the various stages of the shutdown have affected everybody, and one of those happens to be, of course, St. James Place. But they are opening three public spaces at St. James Place, and first of all, it's nice to welcome you in, Seth. Seth, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Marshall. It's a pleasure.
You know, we hear the term "get back to normal." I hate to use that term because we're not anywhere near getting back to normal, but we are taking baby steps and we are moving forward on how to operate our businesses, whether they're for-profit or non-profit, with the different stages of the pandemic that we're going through. And right now in Massachusetts, you have reached a new stage where there's a little breathing room for you to do some things.
A little bit. Yeah. It's our new normal, as you put it. But Governor Baker here in Massachusetts has announced step two of phase three for reopening. That's allowing us to be creative in reopening, but still maintaining social distancing. We are requiring masks, and all the safety protocols will be put in place to create a safe environment. So we're excited to be able to do that.
So let's talk a little bit about the details and exactly what it is you're going to follow. Just, you know, because the public likes to know all the details in advance, feel a little safer, and also I think the public wants to get back to supporting places like St. James Place. So what are the details that you're going to follow?
Absolutely. Well, we have three rooms that are open to the public, three major spaces. Our primary performance space is the Sanctuary, which typically seats between 325 and 350, but with the new protocols, we're limited to 104, social distanced with masks and directionals on the aisles to make, you know, aisles one way and keep it all safe. So the Sanctuary is open. It is home to performances, typically by Aston Magna, by Crescendo, Close Encounters with Music, Berkshire's Jazz, Jazz and Classics for Change, just a host of performing organizations that use that space on a regular basis. Then we have the Great Hall, which is this magnificent space in the back that can be used for performances, but it also does double duty as a meeting space or a reception space that typically seats 100 people, but now we're limiting it to 25. And then the East Room is a smaller room, typically can get up to 60, 65 people. We can get 12 people in there, and that's also for meetings, for clubs, women's groups, sewing circles, garden clubs, book clubs, you name it, we can host it.
Now, as a space, the spaces that you have are great spaces for meetings and entertainment, of course. But mm-hmm. also, I would think that you're also an incredible place to go for a private function like a wedding or some sort of party like that. Where do you stand right now with things like that?
Well, again, the Sanctuary, we can get up to 104 people, so we can host a wedding, and we'd love to host a wedding in there. However, the Great Hall for a sit-down reception would probably max out at about 40 at this time, but we can work with folks to maybe work with the Sanctuary to have, you know, the wedding and reception in the same space, just allowing some time for a turnover. So we're absolutely willing to talk with anybody and see what's possible.
By the way, if any of you have not been to St. James Place in Great Barrington or don't really know about the details, their website is stjamesplace.net, stjamesplace.net. It really is, the function of saving that building and turning into what it has turned into is the ultimate recycling project, I would call it.
It's truly a magnificent space. You know, this building is about 150 years old, and it was headed for the wrecking ball about 15 years ago. And a couple stepped up. Fred and Sally Harris stepped up to save it and created this 501c3 nonprofit organization in order to save it from the wrecking ball, and did successfully. And in January, it'll be 4 years since we opened our doors. We just had this hiccup of a virus get in the way of our success in the meantime.
So now that we're entering a different phase in Massachusetts, how does this affect you in setting up what you're going to do? Do you have anything on the burner coming up? I mean, now that I know this sounds crazy, but I know, like, when we have not opened up our building, even though we could, our radio station, sure. We have not opened it up to the public simply because we can't take a chance. We've got a small staff. We can't take a chance of anything happening. But I can imagine with you, where you haven't been doing what you've normally been doing, so do you have things all set up? Are you just gearing things back up to slowly step things up? And what's the immediate future hold for people that want to go and see things?
Well, we have been here diligently working and planning and trying to make sense of all of this craziness that we've all been living with. We are gearing up somewhat, in putting out this announcement that we're open for business and that we can host things. We're talking to all of our constituent companies, a number of which have dates on the books for moving forward, in order to come in and have an audience in the sanctuary to see their performance, but also to do live streaming. A number of groups are doing live streaming or taping and putting it on the internet for later broadcast. And that is happening quite a bit more now, which is kind of exciting for us.
We're speaking with Seth Keyes, who's the general manager of St. James Place in Great Barrington. And what I think people fail to realize, I know in our business and other nonprofits and in other businesses, we deal with our own staff and what we have to do and that we put out. But when you're a place like the St. James Place, which is basically a place that is dedicated to arts and the culture, you work with so many other different organizations. It becomes a bit of a logistical nightmare to start to web things up and try to get back to a schedule. I just can't imagine it. And I think what you've shown, though, and you and other nonprofits, is that when you're dealing with the arts and culture, and when you supply spaces for things like this, how important it is for the community and people to donate. I mean, when things are going tough like this, now you accept donations. If you go to your website, stjamesplace.net, people can donate. Absolutely. There. But I think you should put forward that announcement that, places like this don't exist on goodwill alone. It does take money to operate and to stay in business.
Yes, it always does. And of course, rental revenues are not what they were before the pandemic. So we're happy to accept the donations, and we look forward to having everybody back here in the near future. I just want to point out that beyond, performances and meetings, we also host the People's Pantry here in Great Barrington, who does fabulous work in especially in these times of feeding those in need. So it's more than the arts, although we do call ourselves a home for the arts, and we pride ourselves on that. We're so much more as well.
Well, once again, if people want more information, stjamesplace.net. Once again, they are opening up their three public spaces. If you want more information on that, it's available at the web, donating and more of what they do. And really, you can actually, when you go to their website, take a look at what they've accomplished over the 4 years they've been around, stjamesplace.net. Seth, I can only say good luck, congratulations, and I hope you get back into full operation, because in 4 very short years, you've become a very integral and important spot in Great Barrington.
I certainly hope so. That's certainly our intention. And thank you so much for having me on this morning.